5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at me.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hello, America and beyond. I know we have people watching in the Maldives right now. My goodness gracious, the Wendy Bell radio program, your home for common sense conservatism. We're also in Germany right now. Delighted, and we introduce people from all walks of life, all zip codes, all countries, to hear the voice of reason. And that is what we strive to give you, and we're going to give it to you today, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really think you're going to like our second half hour. We got some great audio sound bites for you. We've got some more cherry picking, if you will, and some new poll data that suggests this whole possible indictment, which the rumor has it could be as early as today, I don't know, right? That it's sort of backfiring on the Uniparty. Maybe even backfiring on Ron DeSantis. We'll have to talk a little bit about that in the moments ahead. But before we do that, no matter where you are, please join me and put your hand on your heart and do what we do. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. I've always wondered what it would be like to be hypnotized. Not the watch my watch going back and forth, but honestly, would I be able to be hypnotized? Do I have the ability to quiet my mind and to pay attention to somebody, to throw everything out of my brain and just breathe and let myself be controlled by thoughts or what have you, however it works? I think it would be very cool. I've always kind of been intrigued by this. And so this morning I was doing a little search on the computer and I was like, can everybody be hypnotized? Or are there some people who just can't? And my cursory rudimentary search on the Google machine shows that maybe 2/3 of the population can be hypnotized and the other 1/3 cannot. In fact, Stanford did some study about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 2012, where they had 12 people they knew who were very easily hypnotized and 12 who could not be hypnotized. And they did this like deep brain scope to see what was going on. And they found some differences between the actual brains themselves. Different connections, different muscle mass, matters of cortex, blah, 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 who knows? And it was very interesting to me because I feel like there is a chunk of our population that is very entranced. And they've been entranced for a while. And I don't know what it's going to take to wake them up. And it concerns me, but it's also very curious. And the reason why I say this is that I had the grave misfortune of losing an hour of my life this morning to watching the Anthony Fauci PBS documentary. And by golly, if there is one instance of gaslighting incarnate, it is in that documentary. I think it's a couple hours long. And I encourage you to spend some time to find it and to spend some time watching it. I want you to pay attention to the music. I want you to pay attention to the camera angles. I want you to pay attention to what Dr. Fauci says and what he does not say. Because you are awakened. I believe the people who tune into this program have resisted the trance. And you will see through what is just absolute garbage. What we have in that one singular elf-like man is a gargantuan megalomaniac ego complex, the likes of which I'm not sure we've seen in my lifetime, at least. This is a man who believes he's God. He truly does. He marches to the drum and they have military music to create the illusion that he is this strong, this leader, this powerful commander who is nothing more than a weakling little plebe who probably got pushed around when he was a boy. And he's been given this platform to be larger than life, to do so much damage in the name of the greater good. And he wraps himself in this word science, which he uses as a convenient excuse for his notorious flip-flopping. The science changes. We have to follow the science. It's very dark. It's very dirty. And I'm tired of being so able to see it. And I look around at people in my life who are intelligent people. These are accomplished people. They're not bad people. And they are totally entranced. They've gotten it hook, line, and sinker. Whatever certain people say, they go along with it. They don't ask questions. And in fact, now they've become militant, like militarized factions of this overarching hypnosis that is so bad for everybody, it's not even funny. And I'm waiting for, what is it? What is that snap? What's that? And when I snap my fingers, you're going to come out of it. What's that moment going to be? Because it's not the facts. It's not the real data. It's not the collateral damage of absolute narcissism and an egomaniac personality disorder running amok and having the clone troopers in line. Everybody's got to do the same thing. I've come to this conclusion that there is a kind of personality of the individual who is exceedingly malleable, who's susceptible to gaslighting, which is inherently emotional abuse. And it can happen at home. It can happen in your job. And it can happen in your government, where you are manipulated emotionally by someone whose overarching desire is to control, whether it be you or money or decision-making or the limelight or whatever. What is it about these individuals that makes them such vulnerable and susceptible subjects to this overlord mentality that they are willing to obey even ridiculous suggestions? What is that? And I've come to this conclusion. I believe it's fourfold. I think, number one, there is an overarching fear. When you live in fear, you are super susceptible to anything that might make you feel safe. And I think there's a lot of that going on in our world right now. Number two, there's also a prevailing sense of insecurity in these people. There is some need to belong. There is some brotherhood, kumbaya, in joining with other insecure people who are inherently afraid. And they gain strength in numbers. And that is where the clone trooper outfits come on. They become mobilized. Then they move into this rigid realm of thinking where it is one way. There are no shades of gray. There is no conversation. There is no collaboration. It is this way. And if you are not that way, you are to be eliminated. You are to be doxxed. You are to be rioted. You are to be picketed. You are to be exercised from society. And finally, there's this need for this weird common experience. If I got it, you've got to get it. If I say this, you've got to say this. We have to have the same environment. Everybody must be in this bubble. We're all doing the same thing at the same time. Like you watch the Chinese military march. Like you watched Adolf Hitler's military march. Everybody's got to walk at the same beat. And anybody who deviates from that is a threat to that overarching control mechanism. They've become part of the army. And these people don't realize that they have been hypnotized. They don't realize it when their bank accounts dwindle, when they can't go out and buy the food for their families that they used to, when they have to start making decisions about, do I really need to go there because the price of gas is so high? When they realize that the children have fallen into the chasm of darkness because of public schools run by these overlords who accomplish nothing? What will it take, ladies and gentlemen? Will it take, literally, the first time in our lifetime, the arrest of a former president of the United States for these people to wake up? Because if that's what it's going to take, then bring it. These people want to see nothing more than the singular threat to the hypnosis, to the one who snaps people out of the trance, to be eliminated, to be tarnished, to be fingerprinted, mugshotted, perp-walked, and forever vilified. It's a sickness, my friends. And I know, just as I have them in my family, in my life, you have these people in yours. Hypnosis, my friends. Remember, a third of us, apparently, are the ones who are wide awake. The challenge is getting those around us who are entranced to snap the hell out of it. I see the living proof of Body by AIM 360 every day in my friend Brock. I hear it in his voice when he tells me about how he gets to box in the morning. He's got a heavy bag and he goes through this thing called fight camp and he's doing these exercises that a year ago he never would have been able to do. He could have never bent over and touched his knees, let alone his toes. He slept like misery, chewed on his fingers, was exhausted, often just felt sluggish. And then all of a sudden, after dealing with Dr. Darren Dubiak and his team at Body by AIM 360 and having that deep dive into his blood for $99, he began to make changes to his diet. Not cataclysmic things, simple things, changing out flours, changing out like from regular flour to a different kind, maybe an almond flour, or using a coconut sugar or a coconut whatever, changing some ingredients in his diet, eating a different way. Not starving himself. And all of a sudden, after 3 or 4 days, it was like a light bulb had gone off. And he started losing weight like crazy, 60 pounds and counting. And he's still not done. But he's got the tools because he has the partnership with Body by AIM 360. Look, this is something that you do for you, not for anybody else, but for you. When was the last time you did something for you? 412-227-9255. Call, join the team, bodybyaim360.com. Everybody is invited. Everybody can be victorious. Is today your day? When we come back, I want to talk to you about this. So the story that reportedly Trump is supposed to be indicted today. Okay, fine. But the overarching question is, my goodness, look at the damage these clowns have done to our country. in just 2+ years? Can we survive? How do you fix America? Well, we've got that laid out for you in the 9:30 half hour. I'll set it up for you, and it's going to leave you better than it found you. I promise. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. So this need for a common enemy, that's the fourth element in what I believe is this sheep mentality where people get together, they're needing, they have fear, they are inherently insecure, they have the same kind of uniform thought process with no deviation, and there must be a common enemy. Now, the common enemy could be Donald Trump. The common enemy can be conservative values. The common enemy can be people who are unvaccinated. The common enemy can be a man who goes to your school to talk, who needs to be vilified because he doesn't represent what you believe are your values. This is the overarching, I believe, diagram of these hypnotized folks in our society. These are the people who are cheerleading what we are understanding is Donald Trump's indictment, which allegedly is set for today. We are understanding, for whatever you can take it with, that he's going to be told to surrender. And I want you to consider for a moment how dangerous this is. This is also falling on the heels of what we understand from Merrick Garland's office is going to be the persecution of another 1,000 individuals who took part of January 6th. They are so not done beating that dead horse because they need a common enemy. They need something to feed the hypnotized. And that is a never-ending menagerie of alleged, what? MAGA Republicans? Is that what it is? So you're going to have a president, a former president of the United States, indicted, and I understand he's currently in Florida, expect to be formally charged. After which the Manhattan District Attorney's Office will reach out to the president and his Secret Service detail to make some kind of arrangements for his surrender. Do you guys think that Donald Trump is going to surrender? Now, physically, whatever happens with the machinations of the law, this man has no plans to surrender. He has no plans to throw in the towel. He will not be beaten at this. Make no mistake. And that is why you're watching the Uniparty and the left do whatever they can to continue the smoldering embers of January 6th, which those of us who are not entranced know was a setup from the beginning. It was a setup where America-loving, constitutional-loving, freedom-loving citizens gathered per their rights and were ensnarled in something that was concocted and premeditated to be a smokescreen for what everybody knows was the theft of a presidential election. That Joe Biden, we're told, got 15 million more votes than the first black president, and he never campaigned, is just a little too farcical for those of us who are awake. The precedent this sets for Joe Biden is disastrous, because if they try to take Trump down and we have the goods on Joe Biden, look out for it. So how do you rebuild America? How do you root out the evil? How do you eliminate the deep state? Donald Trump dropping an explosive video last night. We broke it down. It will lift you up next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. So we heard that the common enemy, as even illustrated by Joe Biden, was this extreme MAGA crowd. And I want you to think about how absolutely absurd that is. If MAGA, as you know, stands for Making America Great Again, imagine how deeply, how far gone you must be in your hypnosis to believe that MAGA equals the enemy of America. That is how twisted and convoluted and stupid this High School Musical production has become. And we noticed it about a year and a half ago. This push against MAGA, this idea that people who believe in this country and American exceptionalism are the greatest threat to it. And people went for it, hook, line, and sinker. To the point where if you had an American flag outside your house, in my neighborhood, people would walk by and wonder what's going on there. If you're more willing to put a foreign country's flag outside your house, might I suggest, in the nicest way possible, that you should probably get the hell out of here. Go somewhere else. Because this is our country, our jobs, our children, our safety, our money. And I know I can speak for how many tens of millions of Americans when I say it's time that we were first. So Donald Trump put out a video yesterday, which I think is very, very telling. Even as a private citizen now, who the left and the Uniparty are obsessed with, right? He's the leader they see of the common enemy, which is MAGA. He's still working on the plan to fix what they have fudged up. And it's not some fly-by-night, well, when we get in, this is what we're going to... It is pointed. Points 1 through 9, if I'm not mistaken. And he dropped it in a video last night, ostensibly as he waits to be indicted by a New York grand jury. His plans to dismantle what he calls the deep state and to root out corruption in Washington, D.C. I want you to hear what he said, because we've broken it up into bits. And then you'll completely understand why they will stop at nothing to get rid of this man. Because he singularly, with we, the people, stands in the way of their objective, which is to destroy the country from within. And they need the hypnotized, in a trance, ready to fight in order to make that happen. The challenge is now for us to see if we can awaken those before it comes to that. Here's Donald Trump, audio soundbite number one. He's going to set the tone for his plan to get the deep state the hell out of Washington, D.C., and to put power back in the hands of the people where it belongs.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe.
Nobody can believe that Merrick Garland thinks it's okay to go after 1,000 more people after the 1,000 they've already dragged through the legal machinations of insanity. Nobody can believe that that is something that is actually tenable. But when you are out of control, and you're desperate to do anything to deflect from a president who's not only corrupted, but who has profited from our enemies, and we know it for a fact. It's not hyperbole. It's not a supposition. It's not a I think so. They will stop at nothing. Donald Trump's number one, we will get rid of rogue bureaucrats. who've politicized the process, who want to demonize parents and Catholics and people who believe in the sanctity of life. Can you imagine being on the side of full-term abortion? That is what these people push. Can you imagine being on the side of changing your son or daughter's gender in a life-altering, forever-changing, barbaric surgery that is completely indefensible? That's what these people are on the side of. Those of us who believe otherwise are the common enemy. Donald Trump goes on. He's also needing to get into the courts. Remember, the very courts that approved the spying of his associates, think Carter Page, that approved the allowed the wiretapping of his phones, computers, and otherwise. Think of the lawlessness of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party and the Uniparty, which even more insidiously under the covers is supporting these machinations. Donald Trump in this soundbite says, we need to completely restore the courts.
Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to.
How do you beat a case with a judge who's been either compromised or entranced? And as we know from the Senate hearings in Arizona, 20% of the judges there, it is alleged, are part of the schemes to cooperate with the cartels in a giant money laundering, influence peddling, elections manipulating scheme, the likes of which Carrie Lake has the potential to blow out of the water. We need our judges to do what they took an oath to do, and that is to uphold the Constitution, and that's not to kowtow to bribes, influence, promise, or Democrat uniparty influence either. Finally, well, not finally, but he goes on. This is a very interesting and scintillating concept to actually set up some kind of a commission to expose once and for all of the deep, seedy, dark, nasty objectives meant to make your life miserable, to spy on you, and to control you. Audio soundbite number three.
Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges.
Now that is music to my ears. Spending an hour watching this PBS propagandist documentary on Anthony Fauci, creating the illusion of somebody who's other than a monster, who has lied. He's lied from soup to nuts, ladies and gentlemen, and yet the only thing that they can tell us is what a heroic man of science he is, whose speed of action, whose overarching love of what's for the greater good. And for people, where would we be without Fauci? Well, you know my views on that. So what do you think about that? A Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Bring it out into the open. Let it see the limelight. Much like we're seeing there were 10 undercover federal agents with the Proud Boys on January 6th. Those are the kinds of details that we need to have come out. Those are the details when blasted across television sets throughout America might aid in awakening the hypnotized. President Trump continues We're not going to rule by executive order, he says, but we're going to rely on Congress to help us do some very important things to weed out the darkness in our Department of Justice and our federal bureaucracies. Audio soundbite number 4.
We will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. 7th, I will ask Congress to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign.
If they can do it to the President of the United States, they can do anything they daggone want to you. Look at Jacob Chansley. Look at what they did. Look at what Merrick Garland wants to continue doing. This isn't Joe Biden asking for this, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden is but a figment of a shell of a puppet. The person behind the curtain wants to crush anyone who bleeds red, white, and blue. Anyone who would dare protest, who would dare question the propaganda, the narrative, the person who would dare question all of the garbage that we've been told. Donald Trump says we need to root these people out. We need independent commissions to ensure that this kind of rogue activity, which is so antithetical to what the founding fathers envisioned for our freedom, that these people be rooted out and run out of town. And he's just getting started. If this doesn't make you feel as though, hell yeah, there's a way to save America, just wait. Dr. Simkovich got our daughter's memory back. After a traumatic brain injury, she could not count to 10. She could not remember her name. She completely lost 2 years of memory. We tried so many different doctors, so many different clinics, spent well over $10,000 with not even slight improvements. However, within a week of going to see Dr. Simkovich, our daughter remembered everything. Now, she's fallen several times since then. She grew a foot in 1 year. She was clumsy. And every time we would take her back, Dr. Simkovich would get her back to normal again. Not enough words to explain how thankful we are we have our daughter back. You get your life back, your memories back, your personality back, your sense of calm and control back. If you've suffered a traumatic brain injury or a concussion, please trust the treatment at the Simkovich Concussion Institute, because it takes less than a week for you to do all of those things and more. 412-366-3700, 412-366-3700, SimkovichConcussionInstitute.com. All right, more of Donald Trump's plan, 3 more points, and they do not disappoint. We have people, ladies and gentlemen, who are awakened and they are mobilized and they are planning the restoration of the United States of America. More right after this on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So Donald Trump in this video last night saying, you know what, we've got plans, ladies and gentlemen. Do not think about me being down and out. Do not think about yet another attempt to take me down, to arrest me, to smear me, to create a circus like they did at Mar-a-Lago, looking for documents that Joe Biden, by golly, look at what happened to him. But that's not news. Only Donald Trump is. He continues in his conversation here. And I think this is very important because he speaks to the patriots out there. And he speaks about the zip codes that have been thoroughly infiltrated and corrupted by dark, deep state operatives. And he's got a plan. Audio soundbite 5.
We will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp. Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America. And they really do love America.
Patriots who love America and are not down with corruption. And if you want to go sideways, they're there to right that sinking ship. Amen to that. In audio soundbite number 6, this is very important. This is some of the information we've gleaned from Elon Musk opening up the Twitter files. This revolving door of former federal workers, people with the FBI, who leave the bureau and then go fail upwards to work at Twitter or Facebook or Google. It shouldn't happen. That door needs to be closed. Here is the president.
I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with and that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies and then they want to take jobs from these companies. Doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma.
Perfect. Absolutely correct, and music to our ears. But I think perhaps the biggest comment, the most important suggestion he has to do with Congress itself. We can't have career politicians who ascend to the House of Representatives or to the United States Senate and decide to stay there forever because it's cushy. No, it's called limited time to serve. It's called an honor to serve. And then move them out. Donald Trump, number 7.
Finally, I will push a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. This is how I will shatter the deep state and restore government that is controlled by the people and for the people. Thank you very much.
Simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. The plan is in place. Machinations are in order. And one thing we know about what has happened with this DA, Bragg, going after and campaigning on the destruction of President Trump, is it's caused a wonderful buoyance of Donald Trump's poll numbers. We're going to talk a little bit about that here coming up in the program. I want to do this, though. I don't reconcile these numbers, ladies and gentlemen. How can you tell me that the vast majority of Americans polled say that everything in this country is wrong, going in the wrong direction, an overwhelming majority, and then say that 44% of Americans say Joe Biden's doing a fine job? And then how do you even reconcile further polling that suggests Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, Joe Biden is still up by 3 percentage points. Please. There is no way. We have a string of financial news for you. We've got some audio sound bites from the news where they say the quiet part out loud. We have an audio sound bite from the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, lying to your face, telling you no. I understand that your credit card debt is out of control. No. I understand that you've lost your car because you can't make payments anymore and it's been repossessed. No. I understand that you're going to be evicted from your apartment because you don't have the money to pay your bills anymore and that food prices are out of control. You have it all wrong, however. This economy is booming. It is strong. Things are good. Don't you believe your lying bank account? And how about the first time in American history, our debt has hit a limit the likes of which we have never imagined? The financial reality and the farcical news they want you to believe on deck next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program.